Welcome to Asian American Perspectives. I'm Eric Olander. In this edition of Perspectives, Asian American writers. Unfortunately, today, most of the poems, articles, and books written by Asian Americans are not read by people outside of the Asian community. Only a few, such as Maxing Hong Kingston and Amy Tan, have their works read by national and even international audiences. One of the main reasons for American mainstream society's lack of interest towards Asian American literature is ignorance. According to the prevailing stereotype, Asian Americans are simply not creative writers. Instead, the so-called model minority is composed of only businessmen, doctors, and engineers. Today, this confining stereotype is being destroyed, as exemplified by more and more Asian Americans contributing to the literary arts. Maxing Hong Kingston is unquestionably the most popular Asian American author. Her books, such as The Woman Warrior, Tripmaster Monkey, and China Men, are read in more American universities and by more people around the world than any other Asian American author. I ask Kingston what sort of responsibility she feels she has as the reigning queen of Asian American writers.
Oh, I feel that it's the responsibility of every writer to save the world, to make history, to change the consciousness of hearts and minds, to create prototypes for the people that we can be.
Is there anything specific about being an Asian American writer? Is that challenge greater or more significant, being Asian American?
Well, that challenge, I think, is everyone's, but it's sort of specific. There are certain specific things for Asian Americans, and one is to create a culture. I mean, we are a new people. I think Asian Americans, if we could think of Asian Americans as a people, I would say we are about 10 years old. And this is, it's brand new. It's different from being a Chinese American or a Japanese American. We are creating a new kind of person in which I find what I have in common with a Samoan, or with a Hawaiian, a Polynesian Hawaiian native. All these people are considered the same people, Asian and Pacific Islander people. Now, what do we have in common? And what is this new kind of culture and people that we are going to become? Asian America is new. And it's only about 10 years old, because even that word Asian American, that's a brand new word. Before that, we were trying to be Americans of Japanese ancestry, or we were trying to be Chinese Americans. We were, and even being a Chinese American was new, because it was only recently that ethnic Chinese could even get American citizenship. So that was brand new. But this idea that that we are one kind of people, that a Chinese and a Japanese have anything in common whatsoever, and this is only possible in America, that we can even identify with each other as being the same kind of people. And this idea was very recent. It's only been about 10 years old, and that word has only come into the vocabulary about 10 years ago. The whole concept of being Asian American, I mean, it is entirely different from being a Chinese or a Japanese.
How much of your success, if any, do you attribute to your successful crossing of racial and cultural boundaries by the media's exposure?
I think that my success is because I write well, and I don't think it has much to do with who or what I write about. Certainly, Asian Americans are not a big book-buying public. I think we have the same problems that the black writers have, in that black people do not buy books. And it's not, the success does not come from writing for a peculiar audience. And I don't think the success comes from being pushed by the publishers, because they don't push us. there's hardly anybody that they push. And those are just the popular, pop culture kind of people. And so I can only, I ascribe my own success to good, beautiful writing, and also that I have, that I inspire people. I write with an aliveness, and I think when people read my work, they feel alive, and they want to, and they when they read my work, they understand more of what it means to be a human being, and they, and I think I inspire them to want to live better.
So you don't write with the intent of focusing towards the Asian community. You write for everybody.
Oh, yes. When I was, before I was published, I knew that I was writing in a peculiar way, and I was inventing a new kind of language and new shapes of writing. And I thought that if the world was not ready for me, that I would just keep copies around, and maybe I'll be discovered 100 years from now posthumously. And for 100 years from now, there will be maybe a different kind of person. No, I don't gear it toward... I mean, it is for everybody, and it's not for any specific group or culture that's on this planet at any moment.
Much of your work, you talk about Chinese culture and what it was like to grow up in China. What sort of response have you received from Chinese people?
I have all kinds of responses. I mean, the response has been so large that I get a huge spectrum from all over the world, in China and in the U.S. and in, well, actually all over the world. And I have noticed that the responses are different depending on the conditions of various countries, various times. One of the most gratifying responses from China is that I feel that they see me as somebody who can carry on the roots of Chinese culture. That when, you know, during the Cultural Revolution, they wiped out everything. And I see them as looking at my work as a continuity, as some hope for continuity. I think that's very strange because I'm not Chinese, and I don't write in Chinese language, and but they see me as somebody who maybe escaped the conditions that they had to work under, and in a very privileged way, working in the U.S. with the First Amendment, and I could keep an interest in roots and in continuity.
Elaine Kim is a professor in the University of California, Berkeley's Asian American Studies program. Professor Kim is very active in the Asian American writing community and was the faculty advisor for last winter's Asian American Writers Conference at the University of California, one of the first such forums ever held in this country. Professor Kim says that the prevailing stereotypes of Asian Americans have prevented many from writing or publishing.
I think Asian American writers have found it difficult in the past to there are pervasive, persistent representations or misrepresentations of Asian Americans, you know, in cultural otherness in the United States. That's just part of the legacy, and so it's been difficult. But you know, people have found avenues, especially lately, to express very different voices from what those expectations are. And Japanese Americans, for example, have been really active in publishing poetry and prose, and you know, in the last 10 years. And there's a new book by Jessica Hagedorn called Dog Eaters, which is very successful. Got nominated for a Pulitzer Prize, and it was reviewed by the New York Times, a Filipino American writer. So a lot of things are going on now which indicate that old difficulty in which people thought that Asian Americans were a bunch of foreigners who couldn't write English and to whom English literature and the language that expressed it could not ever belong. Okay, that, what do you call, mindset, I think is gone forever.
there seem to be only a handful of Asian American writers in the mainstream that the average American can say from memory. Why aren't there more now today?
Well, first of all, there may seem to be few Asian American writers recognized in the mainstream, but I would say, depending on how you define the mainstream, there are very few writers identifiable to American readers in the mainstream. You know, probably, I hate to sound, I don't want to sound condescending, but I don't think that I would venture to guess that the well-known writers are very few altogether of any color, don't you think? Okay, I think that there is a plethora of writers, and that many of them, some of them are very well known, like David Henry Hwang, who wrote M. Butterfly, that was a big hit on Broadway, like Amy Tan, who wrote The Joy Luck Club, and like Maxine Hong Kingston. And there are many others who are a bit less well known, but they are more and more known, such as David Mora, let's say, whose essay appeared in Multicultural Literacy, and he's written 3 books. And like Lee Young Lee, who just got a big prize, national prize for his poetry, and like Jessica Hagedorn, who got nominated for the Pulitzer Prize, and so on. There are lots of writers doing all kinds of things in different genres, and I don't think that, I think it's just going to get better, really.
Are most of the works done by Asian American authors ethnographic in nature?
Many of the works by Asian American authors right now express... naturally express the writer's Asian American identity. For example, I have this book here by Teresa Cha called Dictée. And this book could be looked at as an example of how people come to language, you know, and how language helps define a person's national and gender and religious identity and so on. But the thing is, if you look at the cover, if you look at the photograph on the back cover, if you look at the prefatory photograph, if you look at the visual contents of the book, there's no way that you can separate her Korean-American identity from that book, even though postmodern critics would like to, wouldn't necessarily pay attention to that aspect of it. So I don't think they're ethnographic in terms of... describing as an anthropologist of the old days would an ethnic experience, but they do express people's ethnic identity.
What sort of obstacles are still in the way for young Asian American authors?
One thing that they might, it's possible for us to worry about is that since there are fads and trends, an interest in Asian American writers, some would worry, might be just a passing fancy, you know, and that in this dominant society, there's only room for one canonized Asian American writer at a time. So if it's not Maxine has to get off the throne and make room for someone else, one at a time. That is a problem. But on the other hand, there's a huge mass of Asian American readers who would like to read their stuff. You know, it's sort of like, why is there so much stuff being published for women readers? Isn't that in part due to the fact that there are lots of women readers who want to read something?
Do you see a trend of more young Asian American authors becoming writers?
I see a definite trend of more young Asian Americans wanting to become writers, and I see it here at the university among my students in the classes. In that Asian American Writers Conference, the coordinators themselves wrote poetry and said it. And at the event, the reading by the Asian American authors, it was interspersed with student reading. So there's a lot of interest. And I think that seeing those Asian American writers get published and reading their works absolutely inspired them to want to express themselves also on the printed page.
This has been Asian American Perspectives. I'm Eric Olander in San Francisco. Perspectives is a presentation of Echo Communications. All rights reserved.